Ever since Edison turned on that very first light bulb, we've been electricity junkies. We're at the point that without it, our entire civilization grinds to a halt. Last winter, there was a terrible ice storm in the Northeast that knocked out power for several days. People simply couldn't function. Being without electricity also meant being without heat, food, even water. It was amazing. What's even more amazing is that we don't really think about the impact that producing all this electricity has on the environment. It's just the cost of doing business. But all of a sudden, deregulation comes along and it's the Wild West all over again. The frontier's been opened and all bets are off. Anything goes and probably will. What deregulation has done is taken electricity production out of the hands of the engineers and put it into the hands of the dreamers and the schemers. This thing has all the elements of a blockbuster movie. Big multinational corporations are wheeling and dealing for more money than even they can begin to imagine. Next to them is the little entrepreneur who actually has a shot at making it really big if he comes up with just the right idea. Meanwhile, sinister forces are trying to convince us that this is business, not a do-gooder issue. While back on the environmental ranch, the battle to save the world from greenhouse gases is raging. It's really exciting. Not only do we get a front row seat to watch all the action, we even get to choose how it all turns out. We're at that one brief shining moment where everything comes together. We can now make conscious choices about where our electricity comes from and how it's produced. We can actually become part of the solution rather than being a large part of the problem. But like all golden opportunities, this is a limited time offer. Right now is when we have the chance to insist that how we produce our electricity is just as important as how much we pay for it.